Welcome to Clover's Virtual Dance Studio Podcast, the show where we talk about everything and anything dance. And now, here's your host, Deanna Clover.
How can I help you? Is your brain fried? Are you not in the mood to choreograph? Or maybe you're not getting any inspiration to choreograph? Well, I can help you with that. I provide a membership for those that would like to have a library of choreography ready to go at a click of a button. Use the music, or just take the moves out and put it to your own song, or just get some moves that maybe I did that you would love to use in your routine or across the floor routines. I also have videos on stretching ideas and more, and all styles are available. So again, if you are just in one of those moods, or maybe you just like having this choreography ready and it saves you time, why not use it? So again, I do have a membership for that. If you have a student and would like them to take classes, my membership would be perfect. What's great about online lessons is that you can hop on whenever and wherever you are, whenever you like. You have a full library of classes that start off with a warm-up and a stretch and then ends with a routine. Some classes come with bonuses like a craft to go with the class, or sometimes I offer a game that we can do together. So it's a lot of fun. It's very hands-on. It also makes the lesson very multidisciplinary. If you are homeschooling and need them to take an arts class or physical activity in place of PE, this is perfect. Let them take class while you can have a break. Or, you know what? Take classes together, right? Anyway, maybe you take dance at a physical location and you just want some extra classes or work on a specific move. Or maybe your schedule is so busy that it's hard to fit in a dance class at a physical location at the same time each week. Again, one of the great advantages of taking online classes is that you can jump on and off whenever you like. I actually just had a class for two students. They were brother and sister. And, you know, I was really tired that day and I wasn't really feeling it. But of course, I taught the class. And at the end, the mother made a comment. She said, "You know what? My kids get more out of this class online than they do in person or at in-person lessons." And, you know, it just really made my day. And yeah, it depends on what you're teaching, right? So if you're, I mean, I'm not trying to brag, but I guess it is a testament of how I teach. And it, you know, it's good getting some feedback like that. And it came out of nowhere. So anyway, it was really cool that she made that comment. Anyway, so online classes are really good for you. They're fun. The great thing, going back to my membership, is that it also includes live lessons and has an exclusive community as well. So teachers can share with teachers, parents can share with parents or teachers, whatever the case may be. And of course, students can communicate with students. It's a great way to communicate with other like-minded people. If you have a student or child working on a routine for maybe a talent show, dance competition routine, gymnastics routine, ice skating routine, a pageant routine, whatever the case may be, I offer consulting or one-on-one lessons where we can focus on your routine and I can provide cleaning or maybe add some extra flair to your routine, or I can provide choreography for your routine if needed. I have choreographed gymnastics floor routines. I've given feedback for gymnastics floor routines. I have choreographed and consulted a student on their talent show routine. I've helped students with their musical theater auditions and so much more. I also do all ages, so I don't just do children. So if you know someone who would like maybe their quinceañera routine choreographed or their first dance for a wedding or a mother-son dance or father-daughter dance, I would love to help out. I love guiding older students as well and those who have never auditioned before or who haven't had any luck with their auditions. I love coaching and analyzing the dancer's performance and interview skills, the whole package, which is something that I do offer. As a former professional dancer and former professional dance team director, I have been there. I understand what it's like not making the team or getting the job or title you wanted the first, second, third, fourth, or fifth time. So I have been there, and I just love helping others not repeat what I did and get the job maybe the first time. Anyway, I am here for you. So again, I have been there when my brain is just done and I needed some inspiration. So I know what it's like. Maybe you have thought about teaching online or would like to try it out. Please reach out and I'd love to help you on your journey. I think it's a great addition to dance studios these days. There are so many benefits to adding online classes to your physical studio classes. You can teach and reach so many more students. You can do dance workshops at your physical location and online at the same time. We're in the year 2023, and I think we all know how to use Zoom by now. There are so many ways to be able to reach so many more students via the internet and take advantage. If a student is sick and can't make class, they can easily just watch online. There are so many positives to having online lessons with or without lessons in person. If you aren't sure about my membership or one-on-one lessons or consulting, send me a message and we can discuss what the best option is for you. Just go to my site, deannaclover.com, that's deannaclover.com, and check out my store. Or you can find me on my, most of my social media platforms as well. I look forward to working with you or collaborating with you in the future or teaching your child classes. See you soon, guys. Bye.
Thanks for listening to Clover's Virtual Dance Studio Podcast. Please don't forget to like and subscribe and be sure to join us on social media, including YouTube, TikTok, and more. Thanks again and keep on dancing.